It is 2:30, so we will go ahead and get started. Some announcements prior to the start of the meeting. Attendees who have joined via teleconference, please stretch your phones or audio connection on mute until such time as you're presenting or asked to speak. When addressing the board, please announce your full name first and be sure to speak clearly. And attendees who have joined via teleconference, please do not place your phone on hold or mute your audio unattended. If you need to leave the meeting, please hang up or disconnect your meeting webinar. And then dial back to click the weather and post it on the agenda to rejoin the teleconference. Meeting logistics. The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting in person or by dialing the conference line or clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. The public may submit written comments to the board by emailing publiccomments@innovationalpinavista.org. The public may also provide comments during the public comments section of the meeting agenda. Reasonable accommodation be provided for any individual with disability. Please speak to accommodations notice. As required by state law SB 126, this meeting will be audio recorded and posted on the Charter School's website. Opening items, I will call this meeting of Alta Vista Innovation High School, regular board meeting, operated by Westmed Educational Corporation, a California nonprofit public benefit corporation, for Tuesday, August 27, 2024, at 2:30 p.m. to order. And we'll start with the roll call, establishment quorum. Mike Lyons is here. Glad I met.
Here.
Mike McCrossan.
Here.
Dr. David Rathian.
Here.
We're all in prison and account for it. We have a quorum for today's meeting. Vanessa, will you please do the Learning Center's roll call?
Hi, yes, this is Vanessa Mendoza from the Charter Affairs team for the Learning Center's roll call. All Learning Centers, can you please place your line, unmute your line. Do we have a site representative on the line for Adelanto? Here. Apple Valley?
Here.
Fontana?
Here.
Hesperia?
Here.
Arlington Avenue, Los Angeles?
Here.
Compton Avenue, Los Angeles?
Present.
Whittier Boulevard, Los Angeles?
Here.
Figueroa Street, Los Angeles.
Here.
Gardena.
Present.
Inglewood.
Here.
Rancho Cucamonga.
Present.
Second Street, San Bernardino.
Present.
Hi, Lorenzo, can you please place your line back on mute? I'm sorry, 2nd Street, San Bernardino?
Yes, present.
Perfect, thank
present.
You. Highland Avenue, San Bernardino?
Present.
San Jacinto?
Present.
Indiana Avenue, Riverside?
Here.
Chicago Avenue, Riverside?
Present.
And Spruce Street, Riverside?
Present.
Great. Thank you so much, Learning Centers. This concludes the Learning Center roll call. When you have a moment, can you please place your line back on mute?
Thank you, Vanessa. We'll move on to item C, and I will ask Susan Alvis to move this in the front.
Thanks. Put your hand over your heart. Ready to begin.
I will introduce you to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God. It is with liberty and justice for all. Thank you very much. Introductions, school governance.
Well, thank you very much, President Adams, members of the board, those on the Learning Center who have joined us. My name is Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jerry Vincent, Corporate Officer.
Good afternoon, Shelley Hayes, School Superintendent.
Good afternoon, Janet Wilson, your superintendent.
Bill Thompson, attorney for the school.
And Darren Bauer, COO.
Thank you. And any presenters who would like to introduce themselves at this point in time?
Good afternoon, board. This is Claudia Wall, SVP of Finance with LLAC.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, we'll move on to item E. The board will be asked to approve Claudette Beck to serve on the Board of Directors from the term July 1st, 2024 to June 30th, 2025. May I hear a motion?
Mr. Rathian, so moved.
Thank you.
Frank McCollum,
second.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claude Beck will be abstaining. Frank Lucaso?
Aye.
Dave Rafkin?
Aye.
Passes with 3 yes votes and 1 abstention. Item F. The board will be asked to approve Frank Lucas to serve on the board of directors for the term July 1st, 2024 through June 30th, 2025. May I have a motion?
David Rathier, so moved.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. That was a motion by Dr. David Rathier, second by Claudette Beck. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
And Frank Lucas will be abstaining, and Dr. David Rathier?
Aye.
That passes with 3 yes votes and 1 abstention. Item G. The board will be asked to approve Dr. David Rathgaber to serve on the board of directors for the term July 1st, 2024 through June 30th, 2025. May I have a motion?
Frank Picasso, I'll make a motion.
Thank you. That was a motion by Frank Picasso, second by Claudette Beck. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Frank Lucaso?
Aye.
And Dr. David Rathgaber will be abstaining, so that passes with 3 yes votes and 1 abstention. I'll ask Claudette Beck to handle item H, please.
The board will be asked to approve Michael R. Adams to serve on the board of directors for the term of July 1st, 2024 through June 30th,
2025. David Rathgaber, I move to approve item H.
Frank Lucaso, I'll second.
All right. Then we'll just do a roll call. Claudette Beck, I say aye. Dave, Michael is going to abstain. David Rathbureau?
Aye.
And, gosh, sorry, I guess. Okay, sorry, Frank Lucasa?
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you all. That's approved by unanimous by the board.
Thank you very much, Claudette. Item I, the board will be asked to approve Susan L. Allison to serve on the board of directors for the term August 27, 2024 through June 30, 2025. May I hear a motion?
To direct you, I move to approve item I.
Thank you.
Frank Lucasa, I'll second.
Thank you. That was a motion by Dr. David Rathgaber, second by Frank Lucasa. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Frank Lucasa?
Aye.
And Dr. David Rathgaber?
Aye.
That passes with 4 yes votes. Welcome board. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Item J. I'd like a motion to approve the agenda for the August 27, 2024 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors.
David Rathgaber, we approve item J.
Frank Lucasa, I'll second.
Thank you. That was a motion by Dr. David Rathgaber, second by Frank Lucasa. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Frank Lucasa?
Aye.
Dr. David Rathgaber?
Aye.
And Susan Allwitz?
Abstain.
You don't keep going up.
Oh, today's agenda.
Aye. Thank you. Item J. I will have a motion to approve the minutes of the June 4th, 2024 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors.
David Rathgaber, I move to approve the minutes of the June 4th regular public meeting of the Board of Directors.
Thank you.
Frank Lucasa, I'll second.
Thank you. That was a motion by Dr. David Rathgaber, seconded by Frank Lucasa. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Thank you, Costa.
Aye.
Dr. David Rathgaber.
Aye.
Susan Ellis. Thank you. That passes with 4 yes votes and 1 abstention.
Thank you.
Item 2, consent agenda. All items listed on the consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and consistent with approved policies and practices of the charter school. The board will be asked to approve all of the consent agenda items by a single vote unless requested by a board member to be discussed and considered for action separately. Now, 6 items on the consent agenda. The board will be asked to approve the revised master plan for multilingual learners. Number 2, the board will be asked to approve the revised suspension and expulsion policy and procedure. Number 3, the board will be asked to approve the new Title IX policy for prohibiting discrimination on the basis of sex. Number 4, the board will be asked to approve the revised harassment, intimidation, discrimination, and bullying policy. Number 5, the board will be asked to repeal the board policy on non-discrimination, duplicative of the revised harassment, intimidation, discrimination, and bullying policy. And number 6, the board will be asked to approve the disposal of discontinued and obsolete technology and equipment. Does any board member want to pull any of the consent agenda items for further discussion at this time? Hearing none, may I hear a motion to approve consent agenda items 1 through 6.
David Rathke, I move to approve agenda items 1 through 6.
Thank you.
Frank Lucasa, I'll second.
Thank you. That was a motion by Dr. David Rathke, seconded by Frank Lucasa. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claude Ann Beck.
Aye.
Frank Lucasa.
Aye.
Dr. David Rathke.
Aye.
And Susan Hollis.
Aye.
That passes with 5 yes votes. Item 3, public comment. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda. The time allotted for presentation will not exceed 3 minutes unless a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting. Are there any members of the public on the line at this time who would like to make comment? Hearing none, were there any written comments provided to the board prior to the start of the meeting?
Hi, good afternoon. This is Shelley Sands from the Charter Affairs team here to report that there were no members of the public who submitted written comments or have requested to speak.
Thank you, Shelley. Item 4, school reports and information. Item A, finance update and financial reporting for the 2024-2025 school year.
Good afternoon, board. This is Claudio, and I will be providing the financial update on behalf of KITA. The first portion of the update is an update of the line of credit, and it's for board reference. It includes the line of credit with Hamney Bank and with LLAC. The update of Hamney line is updated through July 31st and includes the line approved for $4.5 million and the current rate of the line at 9%, which has not changed from the last update. The update shows the current borrowing level, which is zero at this moment. It includes the expiration date of the line on November 3rd, 2024, and also shows the calculation of the school's covenant ratios required to maintain the line in good standing. If we move to the bottom portion of the page, the second portion of the update shows the status of the line with LLAC, approved as a promissory note for $3.25 million, with current rate at 6% for this fiscal year. The school has no balance at this moment. And that's the update for lines of credits. The next update is the financial reporting calendar for year
24-25. And you have
it? Should be on screen. Okay. You will see the list of reporting requirements for this fiscal year. The California Department of Education requires that by July 1st, the school submits the annual budget and the adopted LCAP for year 24-25, which the board already approved in June. The unaudited actuals from year 23-24 must be submitted by September 15th. This report is being reviewed for board approval today, later in this meeting. On December 15th, the school is required to submit the audit report prepared by an external auditor and the first interim report for 24-25 that includes information about the school financial condition after the first 4 months of operation. The first attendance report of the year, or P1ADA report, must be submitted by January 15th. 1 month later, by February 28th, a board-approved mid-year LCAP update report must be submitted to the CDE. By March 15th, the school will submit the second interim report that includes information of the school financial condition after the first 7 months of operation from July to January. The P2ADA report is filed by April 15th. This is the second attendance report of the year, and it will be the base for calculation of funding of the main revenue sources of the school, such as LCFF and state special ed. And the last item on the list is Form 990, Corporation Nonprofit Tax Return, that will be provided to the board members between April and June with an update of the filing status and the filing due date that will be determined by the IRS. And that concludes the financial update. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, we'll move on to item B, Area Superintendent Update. Jenna Wilson.
Good afternoon, board, and I'm wait for my slide. So it is a pleasure and an opportunity to present to you our data for our first LP, LP1. And as of LP1, the current enrollment for AVI is 3,110. However, that's a large increase from last year at this time when we had 2,590. But we had a really concerted effort for enrollment as well. It's a little also in there, we have 40 students graduating, so the number comes down. But this is reflective of some. So next LP will be a bit little lower, but we are really working on our enrollment project again, specifically focusing on LA sites, Lincoln and Englewood. So it is our goal to get right back up to 3,700 this year. So we're excited about that. Our enrollment, as I said, we declined after graduation, but that's really good news. That's exciting. So, and we did have over 300 students in our summer extended learning program. The overall credit completion, rate is 3.18, and that's not where we want to be. Not where we want to be. We need to be at 4, and I was thinking, it's not quite as bad because it's improvement from last year. And I shared with the board last year, we're using atomic habits, one little increment at a time. So I think that last year was 2.59, so it's not, I was a little disappointed at 3.18, but I will take it, and we're going to keep using those atomic habits. There's a lot of work to do to get there, but it is our goal to do so. The core credit completion rate is 1.7, which is just a slight increase over last year, which is 1.67. Our target goal, what we're hoping for, is 2 core credits per LP. And I'm really proud of giving a shout out to our Los Angeles site. Every one of them hit 2 core credits per LP.
Sounds great.
So we're getting there. We're getting there, 1 core credit at a time. Our ADA utilization is 78%, which I'm just going to own it. That is not where we want to be. We did 90, so I'm thinking, okay, we're really working on that. This is 70 last year.
Right.
70.93 last year, so I'll take the 8% growth.
Yes,
I will. But it's great to have it moving in the right direction. So our goal is 90, and we will continue to focus on improving our ABA and our credit position. But we had 2 sites who hit East LA hit 93%, and Solange just hit 94%. So one of the things we're going to be doing at Leadership Summit is, what's the secret sauce? How do we, don't tell me it can't be done because these sites did it. So, it's exciting. We're in a growth period, and it's fun. Lastly, as of LP1, the 1 year dot cohort graduation is 82.16, a slight decrease of last year of just 0.42%, which last year was 82.58. So we know we have work to do, but we are seeing slow incremental gains. On slide 4, please. So I just want to share quickly that we took a group of 44 students to Washington, D.C. the last week of June. And we planted ourselves and worked with Bob Morales. And so Mr. Morales was able to hook our students up with their local legislators. So they met with Representative Decano from Riverside and Representative Aguilar from San Bernardino. There's a picture of them on Capitol steps with one of the representatives, and they just fell in love with it. And they saw all the monuments, they went to the museum, they went to Georgetown University as part of the college. And just really quickly, we got a thank you from one of the students, and it says, I think it has been a solid had 20 minutes since I've been crying after the trip.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. In a good way, of course. I don't think I ever have an outing where I can beg to go home. Going to the zoo, Disneyland, Six Flags, yes. But this trip, excellent performance. Chaperones were striving. Your leadership, Mr. Taylor, was amazing. Plantings that were terrific. Dinner was great. Traveling was enjoyable. I don't need to flatter because I don't. I really just think you all did a great job for this trip. I never had anything like it and would like to thank you again for that in the future. That's what we do.
Right.
For Angel Learning
Center. Yes, I was going to ask, is that Chicano posting on X?
Yes. Yes. He was so excited with our students. And I was thinking you're about to see the short Pequena documentary for Papa Wanda featuring one of our students, people who escaped trafficking from Mexico. And she describes her trip here. It's a nightmare. Days. She came over with 50 people that she didn't know and ended up at Casablanca. First working student you could ever hope for. And I can't, we have a picture of her where she's not with the group because she's so in awe. Imagine, less than a year ago, she's escaping Guatemala and coming here. And then she finds herself on the Capitol building and she's off to the side just been wondering, taking pictures. And so, but really, I just want to thank you because it's life changing. It really is. And now it's my pleasure. We'll go to the principal update. Angelique Sims.
Good afternoon. I'm Angie Sims, principal for the LA region. We'd like to first start off by thanking you, Ms. Janet Wilson, for just the leadership and the guidance and always allowing us and believing in our initiatives to grow and improve the LA region. So we really thank you for your support. Here is the slides from our grand opening. We were so excited. This is from the LA site on Figueroa. We had a host of families and students that came out. Our student leaders were the guides and the tour guides for this event. We were ecstatic to have Mr. Brown come and cut that ribbon for us, as you see there in the center photo. We had food trucks, and it just was an event for not only opening the school site for the students, but just also fellowshipping with one another and just experiencing the family that Learn for Life is. So we really had a great time at this event. And we've grown that site as well. We just had an extra 10 students join just yesterday. So we're super excited. Yes, next slide, please. And here we, Mr. Brown, thank you. He sent out an email and just casually invited Mr. Brown. We have what's called back to school days. I believe that back to school is for students because they're the ones that come back to school. And open house and parent conference are for parents, but we invited our families out and wanted to do a student celebration. And I just casually said, hey, Mr. Brown, here's our schedule, and look who's here. And if you look at the picture that's on the far right, those are the Browns. So that's our Brown family that's there with Mr. Brown. He thought that was the cutest. And then you see our wonderful assistant principal. I don't know what I would do without him. Mr. Rapport's from the Gardena and Watts campus, and this is actually our Watts school days. And today we did our Lincoln, and so we have the rest of our school sites the rest of the week. But here we just inform parents of our policies, our protocols, credit expectation, professional behavior in the site, and then we remind our students and we just party with them for a little bit. And so we had a very good time, and thank you for allowing me to present today.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board?
David Rack, I have a quick question. You pointed out the LA schools that are on the core credits doing really well.
Yes.
you don't have to tell me, do you have any schools that are really worrying you, or is everybody just kind of working hard to get there?
Not anymore. I mean, I would say not as much as core as credits and core credits, because we've really been tackling that. Still worry about ADA, but I know we're getting not ADA, I know that there's the business side, it's money, but those are kids. Those are kids. And that's why we have the growth in enrollment. All them is a man, and that's why we have the SR. And just teachers, they matter. So let's find every single one of them. And they have to do 2, 3, 4 would be better. Otherwise, they're not on track to graduate.
Right. Thank you. Any other questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, we'll move on to the WEO update. Sherry Padilla.
Hi, guys. Good afternoon. I'm going to start with our WEOA, the JAG piece that we have. We did a field trip to San Jose. We went to the Winchester Mansion out there, and we took the kiddos to see all the construction pieces and how it's built and all the crazy stairs in there. The kids really enjoyed it. We had the EMT event on July 16th, and the California State Senator Ochoa, the 23rd District, came out and supported us. Thank you to Bob on that one. He always pulls off that political side for us. Part of our WEOA and JAG pieces that we implement for our students and embedded into our packets that we give our kiddos, John Woodcock, he added food handlers, a guard card, a driver's permit if they wanted it, behind the wheel for certain kids that qualify. We have OSHA 30 or 10 if they wanted to do that piece too, and we offer CPR and first aid in our EMT programs, or we actually offer that off to the side with our EMT program and our instructor when we get a good healthy cohort to do that. I do want to edit a piece on here. Janet and I, we just talked a couple of days ago, and it says a total of 5 specialists. We actually have a total of 7 specialists, because I'm putting in a couple of recs for LA now. So our JAG programs are growing very well. So next slide. And just to touch a little bit on our CTE and dual enrollment, I haven't for, I think, a couple of board meetings. We have EMT still thriving, 15 students in it that we just started at Chicago. Welding just started at RCC, and we have 5 students that started from ABI. Chafee is starting September 3rd, and we have a total of 138 students that are in this cohort, but 109 are from our ABI sites. And again, those are core subjects that they're in, so they award our students core credits. So English will give them a year of high school English. And we did add this year a work experience course for our students that are either volunteering or working, so they could do a college course and earn high school credits at the same time. We have a CTE teacher, Noemi, who is starting a child development pathway, and she has 15 students in the ABI site in San Jacinto that are already signed up. Construction with Nate Larson in the High Desert, and he has 20 students, but I know he just told me the other day, I think he's got almost 25 students signed up for his cohort, and again, ABI students. Miss Minerva just talked to me the other day, and she wants to start the pilot in San Jacinto for the drones pathway. And then we just started, you guys know we have the Girl Scouts partnership that we go out twice a year, and we help them build out. We did the yurt last time. We're going again in April. We're still figuring out what we're going to build out, but I'm pretty excited. And we have a new partner that we just met today to touch up and get our MOU going with them. It's the Because I Said I Would Ranch. We're going in October to Ohio, and we're bringing approximately 12 students out there to start building out. They had a big building burned down out there, so we're helping to rebuild their campground out there. So we're super excited. And then I just rekindled a partnership that we used to have with San Bernardino. Valley College. It's their workforce piece. So we're going to start getting some workshops on our San Bernardino site with Haley and get some free workforce workshops. Say that 20 times fast on her sites for the kiddos for free. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, we'll move on to item E, technology information update. Darren Bauer.
Thank you, President Adams. Good afternoon, board. Just a brief update. This past spring and early summer, we asked the LOAC team to assess their IT environment specific to cybersecurity. We used a firm that I was familiar with in our past with several CIOs. And after about a three-week on-site assessment, they toured our sites. They met with 70 of our staff, including our schools and their team. And the results were great. We were very pleased with a lot of their proactive measures or doing what they're supposed to do in protecting our data just from breaches and ransomware. So that was great. The vulnerability scans that they perform came back with less than 10 vulnerabilities at any given time that there were really is something to be proud of. We were very grateful for the support they're providing us. And vulnerabilities, just a reminder, you know, someone that's got default passwords, their credentials get stolen, maybe they were leaked or software is not updated. So we were very pleased with that. That was, even the consultant had not seen vulnerabilities at that low level. They did confirm that all the data is being backed up. The tests are performed regularly. They're encrypting all the computers, all the servers, incorporating the multi-factor authentication technology. Our insurance is good and appropriate at all of our schools, so that was great. And earlier this year, we met with our cybersecurity insurance provider, and we had a score of 94 out of 100 in all the controls that you want to have in place, and that was also very impressive. So they really appreciated that. There are obviously a few areas to improve. Supporting Apple products, we've already done that. We've implemented a new tool. They have already, Kimberly and her team, they've already rolled that out for those of us that have Macs and Apple devices. They're putting in new metrics to make sure that your schools are getting the support that you need, that they're responding on time, that your uptime is good. And that all of our employees in the field are being supported, and they're going to be reporting on that. So we'll be able to see how they're doing against the goals that they're establishing. They're going to incorporate new project management, which is a whole project management team and a full technology roadmap. And then also they are going to be launching a security awareness training program. It's currently being, we've already decided on the vendor, and Kimberly's handed it off to HR, roll that out as a training function to make sure we're not clicking on things that we should be. And if you do, be enrolled in a class. So stay tuned for that. And the goal really is to get the clicks down, because that is one of the most easiest ways for us to experience a challenge there. We're also going to be engaging with third-party experts to do vulnerability scans for externally. So when I mentioned that we're down to 10, that was internally what the team is managing with what we know. So going forward, on a regular basis, we'll have an outside firm try to hack us, basically, and then they'll give us reports and tell us where we have vulnerabilities. And then it's up to us to remediate those challenges. And they always find something. So there's always a way. So I'm sure that report will, give us some guidance to make sure that we correct it. And we'll ask LLAC to make sure they remediate all the challenges. And then lastly, we were not impacted by the recent CrowdStrike outage. So very fortunate as we use a different Microsoft endpoint protection tool. And with that, that's it.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, we'll move on to item F, annual board training announcement. Jennifer?
The annual board training will once again be offered by Young Union Board, who specializes in charter law. It will be offering two separate sessions virtually, and those two sessions will cover three things: the extensive Brown Act training, conflict of interest laws, and what you need to know in filing out the form 7. Option one will be Tuesday, October 1st at 5 p.m. from 5 to 6 p.m. Option two will be Wednesday, October 2nd from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? Moving on to item G, the 2024-2025 board meeting dates. That is on page 122 of your board packet. Our next meetings are Tuesday, October 8th at 2:30, December 3rd at 3, February 25th, 2025 at 3, April 8th at 2:30, and June 3rd at 4 p.m. And it is at this site, 4348 54th Street, and not in your area. And please annotate your calendars for those board meeting dates and times. Item 5, action items. Item A, the board will be asked to approve the revised Charter School Accounting Manual. Try to all.
Thank you, Board. On screen, you will see the latest revision to the accounting manual. We would like to recommend the approval to the addition of the time and effort policy and updated periodic certification form for federal funding. As you know, the school receives federal funding that requires the school to prepare a form known as the certification form for employees working on a single cost objective that was presented to the board in June. At that time, we did not have the written policy with the guidelines to meet the requirements of the form and to comply with the federal cost principles. So today, we are requesting approval to add these guidelines to the accounting manual. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, may I hear a motion to approve action item 5A.
Dave Brett-Gaver, move to approve action item 5A.
Yep.
Frank McCosnell, second.
Thank you. That was a motion by Dr. David Rathgaber, second by Frank Acosta.
Any further discussion?
Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Frank Acosta?
Aye.
Dr. David Rathgaber?
Aye.
Susan Aldis?
Aye.
Passes with 5 yes votes. Item B, the board will be asked to approve the unaudited actuals for the 2023-2024 school year. Audio.
Thank you. What you see on the screen is the unaudited actual report, and is the last financial report of the year and provides a summary of the school's financial performance during year 23-24. The report includes a summary of the statement of revenue and expenditures, net position, assets and liabilities, and information about average daily attendance that includes last year's funding ADA and projections for 24-25 that were used as base for developing current year's budget. In 23-24, the school had a funding ADA of 2,402. This funding ADA provided a final year-end total revenue of $46.2 million. Total revenue shows an increase of $536,000 compared to prior projections presented at the board meeting in June. This increase is due to rate adjustments in LCFF and lottery funding, an increase in CTE incentive and K-12 strong workforce grants, and local revenue from E-rate refunds. On the expenditure side, the school ended the year with total expenditures of $44.9 million. This total shows an increase of $579,000 compared to prior projections. This included a combination of higher spending on classified instructional support and administrative salaries, an increase in purchase of equipment, communications and facility spending, and a marginal decrease in training and professional services. Depreciation and amortization remained at similar levels of spending, and other outgo spending shows a small increase due to a higher than anticipated cost on debt service. In 23-24, the school had an excess revenue of $1.3 million. With this excess revenue, the school ended up the year with a total ending net position of $5.4 million, shown in section F2 of the report. Of this reserve, $220,000 is in net investment in capital assets, $579,000 is restricted, and the remaining $4.6 million is unrestricted and is equal to 10% of total budgeted annual expenditures. The audited actuals also report balance sheet information to show the school's year-end assets and liabilities on sections G and I on the report. By the end of the year, the school shows the usual assets and liability items, including cash, receivables, prepaid expenditures, accounts payables, and the items added last year, lease assets and lease payables, as required by Regulation ASC 842. Lastly, the net position in Section K shows the total reserve of $5.4 million that matches the total ending net position in Section F of the report. And that concludes my report. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, may I hear a motion to approve action item 5B?
David Rackley, I move we approve action item 5B.
Thank you.
Frank McCosso, second.
Thank you. That was a motion by Dr. David Rathgeber, second by Frank McCosso. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. I go ahead and describe. Marta Beck.
Aye.
And Weissel?
Aye.
Dr. David Rathgeber?
Aye.
Susan Ellis?
Aye.
That passes with 5 yes votes. Item 6, additional corporate officers and board members' observations and comments. Mr. Brown.
Well, thank you, President Adams. I have nothing further to offer.
Thank you. Ms. Vincent?
Nothing more to add.
Thank you.
And for me.
Mr. Brown? Okay. Ms. Winslow? Okay. Everybody's anxious to leave. And to prove that, legal counsel is advised that closed session is not required. So item 7 is removed. Item 8, closing items. The next regular board meeting date is October 8, 2024 at 2:30 p.m. May you hear a motion to adjourn the meeting?
David Rathgeber, I move to adjourn.
Thank you.
Frank Costa, second.
Thank you. That was a motion by David Rathgeber, second by Frank Costa. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams, aye. Claude Edbeck.
Aye.
Frank Costa.
Aye.
Dr. David Rathgeber.
Aye.
Susan Alves.
Aye.
That passes with 5 yes votes. We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone. Good meeting.
Thank you.